No, it's not. It changed in 2014, and the EU kept the name Erasmus, but now it's a much wider program, and it enables people of all ages from age 3 to 99 to travel abroad and really get a good experience for their training, skills development and education.
I've got this brochure of yours right in front of me at the minute, and it highlights four particular areas, and they're probably the ones you've just mentioned, but one of them is youth. Many of our listeners are 50 plus, dare I say. What might be in the Erasmus scheme for them?
There's actually the opportunity to go as a senior citizen, if I may say, to the EU. It's even to exchange experiences. If you're, I don't know, for example, a volunteer in a charity, you could get connected with a charity in the same area, in Poland, for example, or in Greece, and go there and see the way they work and the way they train their volunteers and develop their skills. So that's an opportunity through Erasmus as well.
Would there be financial backing for them to do that?
Of course. Yeah. Erasmus means there is a grant provided to the organisations that participate and that helps finance the travel and accommodation abroad during the stay.
I'm just looking at this figure here. It's an enormous sum, isn't it? 14.7 billion euros for the 6 years.
Yeah.
Which are the countries that actually contribute to that budget?
It's an EU budget, so every country contributes to the EU budget depending on their numbers of citizens and wealth. So Great Britain contributes like everyone else. That might change.
In the light of the Brexit referendum result, though, do you think there's likely to be a kind of Brexit impact on the budget?
Of course, it's at the moment it's right on the agenda, and it's one of the topics for discussion, because the current EU budget is going to come to an end in 2020. So the negotiations for what's going to happen next is already going on, and we have to take into consideration the fact that Great Britain will not bring as much money into the joint budget. So that will definitely impact the various policies that will be put in place.
This is now called the Erasmus Plus program, isn't it? Mm-hmm. How does that differ from the Erasmus program?
Again, it's I guess the plus means that it's not only students that are concerned by this program, it's all people from all ages can benefit and can have exchanges of experience with other EU citizens on various topics. That can be for students, of course, but also their teachers or training professionals that can go and see what happens in the neighboring country in terms of education and training, and maybe develop teaching tools and materials together and get inspiration from a German, a Maltese or a Hungarian colleague. You can benefit from this program by getting in touch with either your school, your association or charity, or so it's really organizations that ask for the money and build the program, and then the individuals can benefit from it.
Did you benefit from the Erasmus scheme as a student?
Yes, I did. I studied for 2 semesters in Germany in 2001.
And have you visited yet all 27, maybe 26 member countries?
Not yet, but I don't have many left on my list.
Julie, thank you very much.
Thank you.